Boy, they hit you right in the eye if they can.
Maybe you could tell me a little about the way they used to prepare meat in the old days before refrigeration.
Well, this is something. We would, for a beef, we'd about three or four families would go in together, and we'd butcher one beef and then divide it up between us, you know. And then the next time, rather than kill the beef, we'd do the same. And the way we'd preserve it during the summer is we'd wrap it up in the daytime, usually in the blankets, put a clean sheet on it, then put it in our bedding, and put it under the bed for the daytime.
Keep it cool.
You could keep meat 6 weeks that way. Then at night, after the sun went down, the magpies settled down, you'd hang it up on the wall outside and uncover it all but the one cheesecloth over it to keep the flies off. And it'd cool out good during the night and get real cool, and then we could put it out. We had to handle it a lot, but we could keep it that way. Anyway, then we'd cure pork, you know, and make hams and bacon out of it.
No.
Homemade.
Do you ever have salt pork?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, we take this Martin's salt, and it had some spices and stuff in it. You can buy it at the store now. And put it in the barrel. Put the meat in the barrel as tight as you can get it. And then pour this, make a brine out of that Martin's salt and water, and cover it. When you got it full, why? Put a something to hold it down and rocks on that so to keep all the meat below the brine level. And we could eat, that'd keep all summer and winter too, as far as that goes.
What would they do with the pig's head?
Oh, we used to make head cheese out of it. Did you ever hear of head cheese?
Well, maybe explain it to me.
We'd boil that head, and usually we'd boil a cow head at the same time until the meat all fell off. Of course, we'd clean the head off, we'd skin it and cut out the teeth and the ears and stuff, and boil it till the meat fell off. And then we'd cool it. We'd take the bones out then. And that liquid that was left would congeal when it cooled. So we just spice that up a bit with sage and some other salt and pepper and other spices if you wanted. And put it in a pan, and then it'd set up in that gelatin, I call it. And we'd have a better than your store head cheese by far, and eat it.
What about, are you familiar with chipped beef or jerky?
Oh, yeah, we do that mostly, but we do that now, but we usually have the experts do it. Jerky and head cheese?
Or is it
chipped
beef?
Not much. No, I'm busy. He's one of those guys that come to miners from up here from Minersville. In fact, he's my cousin.
Mm-hmm. I'm monopolizing.
He can't hear you. I'm busy. No, I can't. I'm busy. I'm talking to him.
Well, I can't beat him.
I can't either.
I can't beat you either.
No, yeah.
Well, you got to have three to play.
I know you have. Well, you only got two, haven't you? I'm sorry, Lynn. I'll play after a while.
Sorry.
Well, what was your one? Well,